as they were singing in the presence of the glory, I was corrected in my thinking over something I heard a very famous preacher say just this past week. He said, and I heard him on the radio, that there were 365 promises listed in the Bible. And he thought that was good, for he said there was one for every day. 365 promises. But when I heard that, my immediate thought was, oh shoot, 365 different things I need to remember. I only have three children, and I can't even remember their names at the appropriate time. Why do I want 365 different promises? The truth of the gospel, brothers and sisters, is from beginning to end, we only have one promise. The choir sung about it today. It's the presence of His glory. There's one promise, and that is the promise that is found in this name that was given unto Jesus of Nazareth, and that is Emmanuel, God with us. That's the one promise. Paul says all the promises are found there, yes and amen, their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. From the beginning to the end of Matthew, we see this bookend. As Jen read, Matthew opens with saying there's a promise, Emmanuel, God with us. And at the end of Matthew, we have the words of Jesus Christ Himself saying, go into all the world and lo, I am with you to the end of the age. The presence of His glory. In the difficulties that we've had in 2019, in the difficulties we may have in 2020, the good news that we offer, the choir sings about, and we come and celebrate, is not that we have a multitude of promises, take your pick. It's rather we have one promise. God with you. Emmanuel. Jesus Christ. All praise be to His name. Amen.